always free, always easy. And that doesn't really sound like a compliment, but Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
It's hard for a TV show or a movie to hold up over time. I often find myself thinking, well, I love that movie or I love that show. And then you watch it and you're like, really?
Yeah.
Boy. Not as good as I remembered it. So my son had his friend over and they watched The Shining. And so they're going to watch it. Neither of them had seen it. They were going to watch it, and I was like, oh, it's a great movie. You'll love it. Blah, blah, blah. I come in. They probably have about an hour to go on it. I said, so? This is the reaction I got. I sat down and watched it with them. I felt the same way.
Yeah.
The rest of the way. I mean, I know I knew what was coming, but still, it was just very campy. Shelley Duvall has the same reaction every time. Something's going on. It just, right. I don't know. It just, I kind of sat and stared at it and thought, wow. We all thought this was a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
not
I told
so much.
You, this was my friend's daughter's reaction to Halloween. My friend sat down with her daughter. She has a teenage daughter and watching Halloween. And the daughter was like laughing. She's like, this is ridiculous, Mom. And my friend was like, I'm still scared. Now, it's still. Scared her. I don't know if it just brought back a bunch of memories from the first time she saw it.
I always considered that a very scary movie. I haven't watched it in a long time.
I mean, I'd be curious to see what your, you know, what the Ona's buddy thought of that one, because my friend's daughter was just laughing. She's even younger than those guys. I mean, it didn't really throw her at all.
We tried showing, I remember as the kids were growing up, well, there was all kinds of stuff we would try and show them.
Yeah.
Thinking, you're going to love this.
Yep.
Ferris Bueller didn't get it
didn't
at all.
Didn't get it.
Didn't. Just nothing. They just stared the whole time.
Right.
They never laughed through any of it.
Right.
And I'm looking, and even I then sat there and thought, I don't know. Maybe I've outgrown it or something because it's not
different.
That funny.
Right.
Yeah.
Probably.
I'm just curious, what did you show the kids that they were like, or laughed at it, like, not in a good way?
Right.
Right.
Like, what is this?
This is stupid.
Like, you were just
horrible.
We just heard from your son being creepy. He seems to have an affinity for Chucky. Does he think he's funny from Child's Play?
No, he thinks that's scary. And I'm not really sure where he saw this. I don't know. It must have been something on YouTube. Someone must have been doing some kind of a stunt.
I see. I didn't know if he had seen it as well.
And we do put parental controls, but sometimes things slip through. Anyway, but yeah, so he did not, obviously has not watched that movie, but he's seen snippets of something.
But still finds it scary.
Him. No, it does scare him. Yeah.
Okay, so that one still works.
That one still works.
But I mean, he is 5, not even 6 yet.
So yeah, sure.
So a very young audience.
Like I showed, I thought my son would love the movie Big.
That was another one.
He loved it, except he goes, the last half hour, he goes, Dad, this is the most boring love story I've ever seen. Because you're right. Because it stops growing up, and now it's, I'm an adult. I'm in an adult relationship. Adult life kind of sucks.
We went through the same thing. We thought Big, we didn't even get through a half hour. They were so, this movie sucks, that we quit watching.
Right.
They just...
I know.
I just laugh because you pick these out. Tell my wife, oh, Big, you remember? Oh, that'll be great.
Yeah. I hated it. Just like, oh, my gosh, turned back into a kid already. He will, son, in about another 22 minutes.
All right, Tony and Colfax now. So, Tony, what is it they didn't get?
It's kind of the other way around. When I showed them, I thought they would get it. And they did, but I didn't get it anymore.
And what movie was that?
It was Encino Man.
Oh, I love Encino Man.
Okay.
I watch it once a year, at least.
You still watch Encino Man?
I said, shush!
Oh, my goodness. I think it was really more that I outgrew my Brendan Fraser crush.
Yeah. No, that's possible.
And, so, yeah.
And I just thought, when I saw it years later, I thought, oh my gosh, this is the stupidest movie I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Okay. But my tiny little kids loved it and always called it the stupid movie from there on out.
That's funny. That's funny. Thank you, Tony. You have a great day. Take care.
You
bye-bye.
Too. Thanks.
Lori on the Ken, Kelly, and Kurt Facebook page said her teenagers were not impressed with The Sixth Sense.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No, it's even a little newer.
Yeah, I mean, 20 years?
20 years?
I mean, see, that's the thing. Is I
20 years?
Yeah, yeah, probably.
I bet it is.
Yeah, it's been out for a while.
Yeah, boy.
I know. But that's another movie that once you've seen it once, yeah, 20 years, you've never, there's no reason to ever see it again.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I would never watch that one, because you know what the twist is, and you're like,
that's
okay.
That's the thing. It's a movie with a twist, and once you do, watching
it's all
it, yeah.
pointless. So, I'm sure maybe her teenagers maybe even knew what the twist was. And even if not, maybe they figured it out. We are much more gullible.
What? They were dead the entire time. Well, that's before we knew that Shyamalan would be tricking us at some point. You know, it's like The Village.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his other one of his other real popular movies.
Yeah. Also not good.
Okay. Not as expensive as coffee, but also less effective.
I wake up to it.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.